Chapter 95. Returning to school, Ron found that he was helplessly behind in every subject. He was also isolated. It was a funny thing about the guys in the school. If a person was away a while, they became forgotten. People moved on without them. Ron didn't have any friends in his class and was considered weird because he was out of school so much. Brother Alvin stood in front of his desk looking down as Ron stumbled through the pronunciation of some French. "You really are rather helpless, aren't you, Tuck?" Ron didn't answer. "Did you hear my question, Mr. Tuck? I said that you are really rather helpless, aren't you?" "Not as helpless as a man wearing a dress who named after a singing chipmunk, brother." Ron braced himself for the slap, the kick, or the punch that he knew was coming. He heard the class laughing hard. He saw the darkness in Brother Alvin's eyes. "Wait in the hallway, Tuck. You don't deserve to sit in my classroom." "Yes, Brother Alvin," said Ron, accenting the Alvin in a way that caused the class to laugh harder. Ron stood against the lockers in the long, clean, empty hallway. Why had he done it? Why couldn't he just have said nothing? He didn't know. He didn't care. Maybe what Alvin would do to him would land him back in the hospital. The brothers at Jersey Catholic did not believe in calling home. They did not believe in suspensions. This was something that gratified the parents of the students there. Ron saw Brother Kelly turn the corner and see him in the hallway. When he saw Ron standing there, a frown passed over his face, and he moved toward him. Ron knew this was going to be bad. "What are you doing out here, Mr. Tuck?" "Brother Alvin told me to wait out here." "And why would Brother Alvin need to remove you from his class after you have missed so much time already?" "I don't know." "Let's find out, shall we?" Brother Kelly opened the door to the classroom, and Ron heard it go silent inside. Then Brothers Alvin and Kelly were standing in the doorway, talking very quietly. They both came over and stood in front of Tuck. "Why don't you repeat for Brother Kelly the foul things you just said to me?" said Brother Alvin. "I don't remember," said Ron. Kelly backhanded him across the face, and his head snapped and bounced off the metal locker with a loud clang. "Does that improve your memory, Mr. Tuck?" Ron felt a hot trickle of blood run down from his lip and splash onto his white shirt. He didn't answer. The punch to his stomach doubled him over. "Still experiencing memory problems, Tuck?" Ron clutched at his stomach and tried to catch his breath. "We'll give you 30 seconds to compose yourself, Tuck. You're wasting my time and Brother Alvin's time and the time of your classmates. I do not wish to have my time wasted, Mr. Tuck." "I got angry because he said I was hopeless, brother." "You do appear to be hopeless, don't you, Tuck?" taunted Kelly. "I guess so." Ron felt Kelly's hand grip him like a vise between his neck and shoulder. He walked him down the hall, holding him that way. Ron's hands raised to try to move Kelly's hand away. Then he thought better of it and just winced a long, painful, silent gasp of pain. They got into the elevator and rode down to the main floor. Ron knew there were thousands of people in the building, but it seemed to have swallowed them, and everything was very quiet. Ron was not allowed to sit in Brother Kelly's office. "Perhaps Jersey Catholic is not a good fit for you, Tuck." Ron felt hot tears in his eyes. He tasted his blood on his lip. Why have you missed so much school? I was in the hospital, said Ron. What was wrong with you this time? I have an ulcer. A boy your age with an ulcer? That's ridiculous. Do you have a weak stomach? I don't know. Were you disrespectful to Brother Alvin? Yes, brother. Why would you ever fail to show respect to someone who was teaching you? I'm sorry. You're sorry that you got caught. Ron looked into Brother Kelly's eyes with real confusion. How could he fail to get caught? I don't understand, brother. That much is clear, Mr. Duck.